This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine is giving new hope against the coronavirus pandemic, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Johnson & Johnson says preliminary findings suggest its single-dose vaccine may not be as strong as the two-dose version from Pfizer and Moderna. But in a world struggling for pandemic relief, Matt Hepburn, the government's vaccine response leader, says the trade-off may be acceptable with a single shot that's easier to store.
Frankly, simple is beautiful.
Johnson & Johnson says it'll seek emergency use authorization in the U.S. within a week. It's not saying how many doses could be ready if federal regulators sign off, but it does expect to supply 100 million doses by June. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union introduced tighter rules Friday on exports of COVID-19 vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom, deepening a dispute over scarce supplies of potentially life-saving shots. But amid an outcry in Northern Ireland and the UK, the European Commission made clear the new measure will not trigger controls on vaccine shipments produced in the 27-nation bloc to the small territory that is part of Britain, bordering EU member Ireland. France decided against imposing a third coronavirus nationwide lockdown on Friday and instead ordered tighter controls at its borders, increased police action against curfew breakers, and a greater adherence to working from home. Prime Minister Jean Castex said the public health crisis remained of great concern as France's death toll jumped above 75,000, the seventh highest in the world. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Key allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny were placed under house arrest ahead of new rallies as Russian authorities warned Friday that protesters could face charges of taking part in mass unrest. Navalny's brother Oleg and the coordinator of Navalny's Moscow office were placed under house arrest until March 23rd after the opposition politician urged Russians to stage fresh nationwide rallies against President Vladimir Putin's 20-year rule on Sunday. President Putin has signed a bill extending the last remaining nuclear arms control treaty between Russia and the United States. AP's Jennifer King reports.
President Biden and Russia's leader had discussed an extension of the nuclear accord. The New START treaty was going to expire on February 5th. President Putin signed a five-year extension that had been passed unanimously by both houses of Russia's parliament. The treaty limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers. Arms control advocates urge the countries to start negotiating follow-up agreements. Jennifer King, Washington.
The United States is extending the temporary legal residency status for nearly 7,000 people from Syria. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Temporary status allows foreign citizens to stay in the U.S. if they lack some other form of legal residency and come from a country meeting certain criteria that makes it dangerous to return. The Department of Homeland Security says Syria's civil war meets that criteria, citing the deliberate targeting of civilians, the use of chemical weapons, and the scarcity of food and water. Temporary protected status for Syria had been set to expire on March 31st. The extension adds another 18 months. It covers Syrian citizens as well as people without other nationalities who last resided in Syria and allows about 1,800 new applicants to the program. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The top law enforcement officer for the House of Representatives is deploying Capitol Police officers to transportation hubs to protect lawmakers as they travel to and from Washington. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The new acting House Sergeant at Arms says officers will be posted at airports and the rail station on busy travel days. House members have also been told that they can use campaign funds for home security systems and office funds for bulletproof vests. There's been growing animosity inside the Capitol building, including lawmakers who want to carry guns and oppose metal detectors and those who want weapons out. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks retreated from Thursday's gains, with the Dow Jones Industrials falling more than 2%, the NASDAQ dropped by 2%, and the S&P was down 1.93%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.